And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about a very famous quotation by Dr. Viktor Frankl. And I think you're going to be intrigued, fascinated, and enlightened. And you're going to see how it applies to your life, to your relationships, and to why you get upset so easily. Perhaps the clue that you get today on this program could bring about a change for the better in all aspects of your life. Let's begin. Welcome. Here's a quotation by Dr. Viktor Frankl. Between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. In that space is your power to choose your response. Your response determines your character and your future growth. Let me read it one more time, or say it one more time. Between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. In that space is your freedom, your power and freedom to choose your response. Okay? There is a space within which we can choose how we respond. And everything that I've done over the past 25 years, I've been on the air for 25 years, I've written 18 books, okay, helping people with relationship and life issues. Everything that I've said, you could almost boil it down. You could boil it down to that simple little quotation by Dr. Viktor Frankl. There is a space between the stimulus and the response where you have the power to choose and you have the freedom to choose your response. Okay? That response will make all the difference in the world. Remember the famous poem, was it Robert Frost who wrote the poem about the road not taken, and he said that it made all the difference. You see, how you respond to your child in those delicate moments, see, delicate interchanges, special moments when your child comes with an issue or your partner or someone in your family or a coworker, your response can make all the difference in the world. And years later, if you respond rightly, the moment will pass safely and good will flow into the world. And years later, it'll be another moment of success in your life. But if you respond wrongly, years later, you can look back on what you said or what you did and regret and say, why did I say that? Why couldn't I have just kept quiet? Why did I have to get angry? Why? Okay? And a lot of those moments, you don't even know that you messed up. See, most people are so unaware, they don't even realize that they're messing up. But you do have power and freedom in that space, so let's talk about it. You see, the meditations that I have these beautiful meditations. I talk about them every week. In fact, I have a free meditation. It's called the Easy Meditation. It's actually a prayer meditation. And what it teaches you how to do, it's a little technology, it actually teaches you how to take a mental step back and find that space where you have the freedom to respond appropriately. Okay? So let's talk about that. It's very, very important. Very important. It could make all the difference to you in your life if you can learn to not bypass that little moment. Okay? This is very important. So please stay tuned. I only have 15 minutes, so this is like an infomercial. So please stay tuned. My name is Pastor Roland. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to deny the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Pastor Roland. Yes, did you hear what I said in that little spot? I said, so you can learn to start living instead of just reacting. Okay, now let's get back to the quote from Viktor Frankl. Oh, incidentally, some of you know who Viktor Frankl was and some of you don't. He was very famous. He wrote a famous book called Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was a Holocaust survivor. He had been captured by the Nazis, and he was in a Nazi death camp, okay? And many of his writings have to do with his experiences, what he saw in those, in that death camp, okay? And his book, Man's Search for Meaning, is a very positive book. He said that in the death camps, he saw moments of tenderness, moments of kindness, of generosity, even though the people were under extreme duress and compulsion. Okay? For example, two people, each one gets a piece of bread, one piece of bread a day. That's all they got, one piece of bread. But one of the people was sick, and so the other person gave him his piece of bread to help him to recover, okay? And thereby he had nothing to eat that day. See, there was kindness for no reason other than doing the right thing, doing a good thing. But anyway, Dr. Viktor Frankl was a doctor, a neurologist, I believe, and he wrote extensively, very, very uplifting. And his quote I mentioned earlier was where he said, between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. And in that space is your freedom to choose rightly, your freedom to choose, okay? Now, let's talk about that, okay? Now, I'll give you a little example. I don't have a lot of time, so I'll give you a little example. Have you ever been like involved in a heated exchange with someone? You know, what started off as a conversation became an argument, okay, and then both sides were upset and perhaps angry. Have you ever noticed that it was becoming heated? It was becoming overly emotional. You noticed that and you took a mental step back. You took a mental step back. Okay, you do that at the office all the time. Many of you are professionals, you go to the office, okay? And you know that an employee comes in that's upset about something. You know that you have to have an attitude of friendly neutrality. You know that you can't get involved in an emotional exchange. You have to step back. You have to be professional. Okay, you step back. You're objective. Respond calmly, dispassionately. See? See how that works? Well, if you could... See, but what do most of us do, especially at home, especially when we're with our loved ones, our wife, our husband, our children, our neighbor, okay? What do? We bypass that little moment. We bypass that space. We bypass that space where we would have had the freedom to respond properly. And instead, we immediately become upset. We immediately become angry. We become judgmental. See? We become resentful. The moment you become emotional, the moment you become judgmental, you've bypassed that space. So here's what you need to do. You need to, well, get my meditation, okay? Learn to stand back. That's what the meditation helps you to do. Stand back. Take a mental step back, okay? Take a mental step back all day long in your life, okay? You'll eventually be able to to carry that kind of a stance with you in everything. So when a situation arises, instead of immediately becoming upset or resentful, you're a little bit distant, you stand back, and then you respond appropriately. What could be simpler? Okay? So your life can be the same way. You can start to get a handle on your anger, on your upsets, on your moods, okay, on your compulsions, on your unhappinesses. All of these things you can start to get a hand on, see, even your learning blocks, by developing the capacity to stand back. See, a lot of you don't know how. See, everyone's taught you to become emotional and get all excited and right away, but as soon as you do, okay, you bypass that space where you have the freedom to respond appropriately. Okay, so what you need to do is go to talktoapastor.org, talktoapastor.org, and there you will find my meditations. I have several of them. They're all good. Okay, you might start with the easy meditation, which is free. Okay, if you start with the easy meditation, then you can very quickly, within just a few minutes' time, okay, learn how to stand back, okay, to find that space, okay, wherein is freedom. I heartily encourage you to visit talktoapastor.org. My name is Pastor Roland, okay? I don't have a brick-and-mortar church. My church is this radio program, okay, and my internet. I help people, like I'm doing today. This is a labor of love for me. I buy the time from the radio station so that I can be of help to someone, Lord willing. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to not get upset over things, okay? And that's what I'm here to help you with, okay? So I'm kind of a down-to-earth pastor, if you will, down-to-earth, okay? I want to help you with those little moments in life which can be very, very, very important. Now, I was talking about the quote from the famous doctor, Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor, famous author, who said that between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. In that space is your freedom to choose, and upon your choice depends your character and future growth, okay, and happiness and everything else. So you have to learn not to overreact. Now see, You'd be surprised how reactive you are. You don't even realize probably how reactive you are, but you see the symptoms of it. First of all, you see ruined relationships, unhappy relationships, okay, with other people. You see things not working out. See, you see tension. Tension. Tension is a result of reacting. If you didn't react, you wouldn't be tense. So there's tension, nervousness, headaches, upset, okay? All kinds of symptoms that are contributed to by being upset all the time, by being overly reactive. So if you could learn to stand back, okay? And the little technology, the little meditation that I have helps you with that. Now I want you to understand that, first of all, for those of you who are Christian, who are listening in, this meditation is very Christian. Okay, very, very Christian. Okay, it's a little prayer meditation. It helps you to get out of negative thoughts, okay, negative emotions, back into the present, standing back. Remember I said that in that space is the freedom to choose, okay? That space is like mentally standing back. Well, when you mentally stand back from all your negative thoughts and emotions, you know, where most of us spend all of our time down there worrying, planning, scheming, daydreaming, okay, reliving the past and planning, worrying about the future. When you step back from there, okay, now you are in a prayer place, a prayer space. It's easier to pray when you're not lost in negative emotions. It's that simple. It's easier to pray. So if nothing else, this little prayer meditation will put you in a state of mind or a space where it's easier to pray, okay? Now, let me give you another example. I'll give you another example, an analogy that, it's actually an example and an analogy that might be very helpful to you. A lot of you are parents, okay, or you're the adult children of parents, so you know what the parent-child relationship is all about. So you know that a lot of times a couple of kids will have like a sibling rivalry. You know, they're arguing about this or that, or about whose toy is who the toy belongs to, or who gets to do something first, and you know that sort of thing. Okay, so here comes the parent, okay? Now, the parent cannot enter into the argument, okay? Nor can the parent just be like a bystander. The parent has to be like a referee. So, for example, if there's like, let's say there's a boxing match, okay? There's a boxing match in the Olympics, let's say. There's a boxing match. Then the referee, okay, the two boxers are fighting. The referee doesn't join in the fight, okay? He doesn't join in the fight. But on the other hand, he doesn't sit in the stands and just watch as a spectator. No, he can't be a participant or a spectator. He has to be a referee, okay? So he's standing back. He's objective. He's involved. He's engaged in what's going on, but he's not involved. Let's put it that way. He's not a part of it, but he's aware and watchful, okay? So that's how you have to be as a parent. See, if your kids are the more emotional other people are, as a parent, the less emotional you should be, see? So if your kids are emotionally in some kind of a little argument, okay, which kids will do, then you're the referee, okay? You don't throw in the towel and go off and text your friend. No, you are there, but as a referee, not as a participant. Okay? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living, and I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org. or commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. So let's review. Okay, now some of you are in the world of business as a worker, as an employee, as a supervisor, as a manager. Okay? You're in the world of business. Or in, or in a nonprofit or government agency, you're either an employee or a supervisor or a manager. And when you're at work, you know the value of objectivity. You know the value of having an attitude of friendly neutrality, of standing back, okay? When somebody comes with an issue, okay, to have an objective, calm, rational, reasonable response, okay? You know the value of that very much. And some of you are quite good at that at work. It's amazing how, you know, how good, or let's say you're a plumber or an electrician or a car mechanic, and customer comes and they have a problem, okay? Why, you can't get all upset. Sometimes the customer is upset. Oh my God, my car won't start, or oh my gosh, my stove's not working, or see what I mean? Oh my gosh, my bathtub is overflowing, you know, that sort of thing. They're upset, they're worried, they're nervous. Okay, well, you as a professional, you have to be calm. If you were to become upset with them, it wouldn't be helpful. You would only contribute to the problem, plus you wouldn't be able to do your work as well. So you remain calm and emotional, and then you handle the problem, and they're grateful. Okay, if you're an airline pilot, okay, if you're on a plane, and then there's a little turbulence, okay, what you want is for the captain to come on the radio and with a very calm voice to say, okay, we're having a little turbulence, but we're handling it, and you know, you get that around this time of the year in this location, and we'll be through it very soon. You know, you like that, okay? You want him to, or her to remain calm. All right, so you need to, now, what you need to do, some of you, many of you, is to have that same professional calmness when it comes to dealing with your family. Because what happens when you get home? You get upset, right? You become resentful. Okay, you become resentful toward your husband or toward your kids or toward your wife, okay, toward your neighbor, toward your mom, toward your dad, toward your cousin. See what I mean? You become resentful, angry, upset, judgmental. So could you put the resentment on hold, the judgment on hold? Could you do that? Okay, so how are you going to do that? Well, you need a little help maybe because you're so used to reacting. It's become a conditioned response. See, you lost your freedom. Remember, Viktor Frankl said that between the stimulus and the response, there is a space, and in that space is your freedom to choose, okay? Well, when you bypass that space, if you've developed a habit of becoming judgmental or resentful or upset or angry right away, boom, just like that, then you bypass that space. And then you know what? You lose your freedom. You lose the calmness of perspective, the intuition. You lose touch with your own inner ground of good from which could have come a good answer. Sometimes an amazing response. Sometimes nothing needs to be done. You just stand and observe and the moment passes and everything's fine. But what did you do? You bypassed that space. You became upset or angry or emotional. And then you reach down into your animal brain and drug up some notion, some response, some words that came to you, and they're always wrong. See, the timing is not right, and the spirit is not right, and it makes things worse. Okay? So now you see the importance of the ability to hang on to that space or find that space so you don't immediately react and make a mess out of everything, okay? You need that. Your kids need that. Other people need for you to have that calmness, okay? And you can help them find their space too, okay? And for sure, at least you won't be adding fuel to the fire. Look, a lot of people are upset. A lot of people, look, when you go out in the world or to work, okay, people are upset. They have health issues, work issues, financial issues, relationship issues. And they are bypassing that space wherein they could have the freedom to choose properly. They're bypassing it. See? And so they're making mistakes, which makes everything worse, makes them more upset. So somebody has to be calm. Okay? Somebody has to be the adult. Okay? Well, how about you? How about you, Dad? How about you, Mom? How about you? Some of you can even be that way for your adult children of parents. Maybe your mom or dad, see, they're upset about. Maybe you can be the calm presence. Then later they're grateful. Everyone's grateful that you remain calm. So that's why you need to get to meditation, because it helps you to find that space wherein you have the freedom to respond appropriately. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed today's program. It's a very important program. Go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to it again. In fact, many of you around the country are getting a 15-minute infomercial version. The whole program is actually half an hour, so go to talktoapastor.org where you can listen to the whole program. And please check out the meditation and some of the other resources that we have. Many of them are free, okay? Free resources to help you to calm down, become a better mom, dad, husband, wife, neighbor, co-worker, okay? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.